Wisdom will praise her own soul and will proclaim her glory in the midst of her people. She will open her mouth in the congregation of the Most High and proclaim her glory in the presence of his power. I came out of the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth as a mist. I lived in high places, and my throne is in the pillar of the cloud. Alone I surrounded the circuit of heaven and walked in the depth of the abyss, the mechs and the waves of the sea, and in all the earth, and in every people and nation I obtained a possession. With all these I sought rest. In whose inheritance shall I lodge? Then the Creator of all things gave me a command. He who created me made my tent to rest and said, "Let your dwelling be in Jacob, and your inheritance in Israel." He created me from the beginning, before the ages. For all ages I will not cease to exist. In the set-apart tabernacle I ministered before him. So I was established in Zion, Moon's the beloved city. Likewise he gave me rest. In Jerusalem was my domain. I took root in a people that was honored, even in the portion of Yahuwah's own inheritance. I was exalted like a cedar in Lebanon, and like a cypress tree on the mountains of Hermon. I was exalted like a palm tree on the seashore, like rose bushes in Jericho, and like a fair olive tree in the plain. I was exalted like a plane tree. Like cinnamon and espalathus, I have given a scent to perfumes. Like choice myrrh, I spread abroad a pleasant fragrance, like galbanum, onica, stacte, and as the smell of frankincense in the tabernacle, like the terebinth, I stretched out my branches. My branches are glorious and graceful. Like the vine, I put forth grace. My flowers are the fruit of glory and riches. I am the mother of beautiful love and of fear and of knowledge and of set-apart hope. Being eternal, I am given to all my children, to those who are named by him. Come to me, all you who desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my memory is sweeter than honey, and my inheritance than the honeycomb. Those who eat me will be hungry for more. Those who drink me will be thirsty for more. He who obeys me will not be ashamed. Those who work with me will not sin. All these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High Elohim, the Torah which Moses commanded us for an inheritance for the assemblies of Jacob. Don't cease to be strong in Yahuwah. Cleave to him that he may strengthen you. Yahuwah Almighty alone is Elohim, and beside him there is no other Savior. It is he who makes wisdom abundant, as Pishon, and as Tigris in the days of first fruits. He makes understanding full as the Euphrates, and as the Jordan in the days of harvest, who makes instruction shine forth as the light, as Gihon in the days of vintage. The first man didn't know her perfectly. In like manner, the last has not explored her, for her thoughts are filled from the sea, and her counsels from the great deep. I came out as a canal stream from a river, and as an irrigation ditch into a garden. I said, "I will water my garden and will drench my garden bed." Behold, my stream became a river, and my river became a sea. I will yet bring instruction to light as the morning, and will make these things clear from far away. I will continue to pour out teaching like prophecy, and leave it to all generations. See that I have not labored for myself only, but for all those who diligently seek wisdom.